The incident manager for COVID-19 at South Sudan's Ministry of Health, Dr. Richard Laku, says the government has cancelled a memorandum of understanding signed with the UNMISS to allow the mission to test its staff. Dr. Laku says security officers at Juba International Airport confiscated UN-issued COVID-19 certificates from UN staff who tested negative.
So we got surprised. The colleagues in the national security apprehended a couple of people at the airport carrying a certificate, a test results of COVID that are issued in the UN clinic, carrying the UN logo, and of course this is not something that we have agreed. And the national task force felt that, I think, it is not right, and let the public health retain the powers and responsibility.
In a communication on August 26, seen by South Sudan in Focus, the task force said it confirmed an allegation that UNMISS was issuing COVID-19 free certificates to staff. The task force said, quote, "This act contravenes the agreement between UNMISS and the Ministry of Health. Henceforth, the Public Health Laboratory is urged to withdraw the authority from UNMISS with immediate effect," end of quote. South Sudan in Focus contacted Francesca Mold, UNMISS Chief of Communications and Public Information, for comment. Mold declined to have her comments recorded. Instead, she sent an email to explain the memorandum of understanding signed with the Ministry of Health. She said, quote, "A memorandum of understanding was signed by UNMISS and the Ministry of Health in June that enables the mission to carry out PCR tests on staff for COVID-19 that are provided to the Ministry of Health for countersigning and stamping," end of quote. Moll added UNMISS takes swabs from its staff, which are sent to the Ministry of Health for testing and public reporting. "Any additional tests that we do on our own staff for internal purposes are also shared with the Ministry of Health," end of quote. Dr. Laku says the agreement signed with UNMISS grants UNMISS the right to test UNMISS staff suspected of having COVID-19 as part of ongoing efforts to fight the pandemic, but it did not grant the mission the right to print COVID-19 free certificates.
"We gave them only to focus on following up those who are positive with them, that who we are diagnosing positive with COVID, so that we make sure that we follow them until they get negative, so they can use that in experts to follow and then reduce the load to the lab."
The incident manager for COVID-19 says the task force saw at least 10 COVID-19 free certificates issued by UNMISS, which security operatives collected from UNMISS staff at Juba International Airport. The first case of COVID-19 in South Sudan was announced after an international staff of the United Nations traveled to the country from the Netherlands. South Sudan's first Vice President Riek Machar announced in April that 29-year female who arrived from Ethiopia on February 28th tested positive for COVID-19 in April. In early July, UNMISS Chief David Sierra told VOA that 57 workers with the mission in South Sudan tested positive for COVID-19 since April. He claimed staffers could have contracted the virus due to what he called continued close interactions with the South Sudanese population. The South Sudan Ministry of Health has so far recorded a total of 2,555 positive cases, including 1,317 recoveries and 48 deaths. There are more than 27 million COVID-19 positive cases worldwide, including over 890,000 deaths from the virus, according to the World Health Organization. The United States and India top the list of countries with the highest number of confirmed cases. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in